Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Citizen Soldiers by Stephen E. Ambrose is a narrative history of the U.S. Army in Northwest Europe from June 7, 1944 through May 7, 1945, following the campaign from the Normandy Lodgment to the final surrender of Germany. Rather than focusing on grand strategy alone, Ambrose emphasizes the lived experience of the men who fought and the institutions that carried them: infantry squads, replacement depots, tank crews, airborne units, artillery batteries, engineers, and medics. The book traces how an army of civilians in uniform learned modern war under relentless pressure, adapting tactics, leadership, and logistics while enduring exhaustion, fear, and loss. It also explores the relationship between frontline units and higher command, the influence of terrain and weather, and the friction of coalition warfare. Known for accessible storytelling and a strong reliance on first-hand recollections and historical records, the book offers a ground-level view of how the European war was actually won day by day. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from D-Day plus one to a hard foothold in Normandy, Ambrose begins after the initial landings and follows the difficult work of turning beaches into a viable front. He highlights how the U.S. Army had to fight not only German defenders but also the constraining terrain of hedgerows, narrow lanes, and flooded fields. The narrative stresses the reality of small unit combat patrols probing for gaps, platoons pinned by machine guns, tanks restricted by embankments, and artillery called in to break stubborn strong points. Logistics and engineering appear as decisive partners to bravery, since ammunition, fuel, bridging, and the flow of reinforcements determined whether momentum could be sustained. Ambrose also treats leadership as a field problem, showing how junior officers and non-commissioned officers had to improvise under fire and how combat experience quickly separated effective leaders from the unprepared. A recurring theme is the steep learning curve of an army that was enormous and well-equipped, but still green in many formations. The book uses this phase to establish the core idea of citizen soldiers becoming professionals through necessity, paying for knowledge with casualties and time while building the capacity to break out of Normandy at point. Secondly, breakout, pursuit, and the strain of rapid operations. Once the front begins to move, the story shifts from static attrition to fast advances where success creates new problems. Ambrose describes the breakout from Normandy and the subsequent pursuit across France and into Belgium as a test of endurance, coordination, and supply. Combat becomes more fluid: armored thrusts, roadblock fights, river crossings, and sudden counterattacks that punish overextended spearheads. The book underscores that speed depends on fuel, maintenance, traffic control, and the ability to keep roads open under air attack and sabotage, making logisticians and engineers central to operational success. Ambrose explores the friction between ambition and reality, including how commanders weigh bold drives against the risk of outrunning their support. He also addresses the human cost of continuous movement and intermittent fighting, where men sleep in ditches, eat irregularly, and remain alert for ambush, replacement systems, communication breakdowns, and the difficulty of integrating new soldiers into veteran units become more visible during rapid operations. This topic presents the pursuit as both triumph and warning, illustrating how an advancing army can become vulnerable when the tempo exceeds the capacity of its supply and replacement networks. Thirdly, the replacement system and the making of combat units. A defining element of citizen soldiers is its attention to how individuals entered the front line and how units sustained themselves after heavy losses. Ambrose examines the U.S. replacement pipeline, where soldiers often arrived with limited preparation for the specific conditions of European ground combat and were assigned as individuals rather than as cohesive groups. The book describes the psychological shock of a newcomer joining a hardened platoon, learning local tactics in minutes, and facing combat almost immediately. Ambrose contrasts the institutional logic of feeding manpower efficiently with the battlefield reality that cohesion and trust are built over time. He also shows how seasoned non-commissioned officers and junior leaders became the real training cadre, teaching fieldcraft, discipline, and survival habits in the middle of operations. Medical evacuation, rest policies, and the return of wounded men are treated as part of a cycle that reshapes units repeatedly. This topic clarifies why some formations retained effectiveness despite constant churn, while others faltered when leadership was thinned. By focusing on replacements, Ambrose makes the war tangible as a continuous process of turning civilians into effective soldiers, and he invites readers to consider how institutional decisions about personnel management can influence battlefield performance as much as weapons and tactics. Fourthly, Winter War and the Battle of the Bulge. Ambrose places the winter of 1944 to 1945 at the center of the citizen-soldier story, culminating in the German Ardennes offensive. He depicts how cold, mud, snow, and short daylight intensified every hardship: weapons malfunction, vehicles freeze, foxholes become ice, and fatigue deepens. the bulge is presented not only as a dramatic surprise attack, but also as a trial of resilience for units stretched thin and often holding quiet sectors. Ambrose emphasizes the experience of being hit by a massive assault, the confusion of disrupted communications, and the need for rapid improvisation at every level, from squad leaders to corps commanders. He also describes the importance of artillery, air power when weather clears, and the movement of reinforcements to seal breakthroughs. The narrative shows how defensive battles can hinge on small decisions, stubborn stands, and the ability to keep fighting while surrounded or short of supplies. Ambrose uses this campaign to underline the maturation of the army. Earlier mistakes are corrected more quickly, leaders react with greater confidence, and units show a stronger capacity to absorb shock. The Bulge becomes a case study in endurance and adaptability, demonstrating how a citizen army, battered but seasoned, could withstand one of the last and most dangerous German offensives. Lastly, crossing the Rhine and finishing the war in Germany, in the final phase, Ambrose follows the army as it crosses major rivers, penetrates the German heartland, and drives towards surrender. He highlights how late war operations combined overwhelming material strength with persistent danger, since German resistance varied from organized defenses to desperate local counterattacks. River crossings and urban fighting bring renewed attention to engineers. Bridging equipment, artillery preparation, and the coordination between infantry, armor, and air support. Ambrose also explores the moral and emotional complexity of entering Germany, the discovery of the consequences of Nazi rule, the treatment of prisoners and civilians, and the pressure to end the war quickly while limiting losses. Leadership issues evolve as well, with seasoned units and commanders balancing aggression against the risk of unnecessary casualties in the war's final weeks. The book frames victory as the accumulation of countless small actions rather than a single decisive moment, showing how discipline and procedure can be as vital as courage. By ending with surrender, Ambrose closes the arc of transformation. The same citizen soldiers who struggled in hedgerows now execute large-scale operations with competence, proving how experience, organization, and persistence can turn an improvised wartime force into an effective instrument of national power. In conclusion, this book best suits readers who want an accessible but substantial account of the U.S. Army's European campaign that prioritizes the perspective of the people who fought it. Military history enthusiasts, students, and general readers interested in World War II will benefit, especially those who prefer operational history, anchored in personal experience, rather than purely strategic overview. The main life benefit comes from its portrayal of learning under pressure how ordinary individuals adapt, build competence, and rely on teamwork when circumstances are harsh and stakes are high. Those themes translate beyond war into leadership, resilience, and the value of preparation paired with improvisation. Compared with similar WWWA books that focus narrowly on famous commanders or a single battle, Citizen Soldiers offers a longer, continuous narrative arc from Normandy to surrender, helping readers understand how campaigns connect and how an army evolves over time. Ambrose's emphasis on replacements, logistics, and small unit realities also distinguishes the book from accounts that treat combat as only maneuvers on a map. If you want one volume that blends battlefield action with the institutional and human systems that made victory possible, and you want it told in a clear, story-driven style, this book is worth buying. If you would like to support Stephen E. Ambrose, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.